Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. That's 21b. And we're right at the top of the Amud, the third word in on the first line. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. What we're discussing are various things that are prohibited to mourners. In our two recordings ago, we mentioned six items that mourners are forbidden to do. We started, the six items are melacha, work, rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing with oil, tashmi shamita, sexual relations, unilata sandal, and wearing leather shoes, and also learning Torah. So we dealt with learning Torah. Then we talked about an item that wasn't mentioned in the list, which is wearing tefillin. And now we go to another item, which is also not mentioned. An item that is mentioned in the list, and then we'll go to an item that's not mentioned in the list. And the next item that's mentioned in the list is malacha, work. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Avel shlosha yamim arishonim, an avel for the first 3 days, asur b'malacha, is forbidden to do work. And also, this whole series of teachings are identified as the first 3 days of Shiva are different than the subsequent 4 days. Vafilu ani amid parnes mina tzedakah, even a poor person who is being supported by tzedakah, in other words, they have no resources to support themselves, still is not able to do malacha on the first 3 days. Mikan va'elach, from then and on, oseh betzina betoch beto, he may do work as long as it is done privately inside his home. Veha isha tava bepalach, and if it's a woman or his wife, she can spin on a spindle. She can, make clothing or other cloth items. Betoch beta, inside her house. So there is a dispute. Toso brings two opinions as to whether or not a person is really allowed to do work on those last 4 days, or does it only apply also to an ani hamid parnes minat tzedakah? Are we saying only an ani can do work the last 4 days, but a person who's not an ani should not do work the whole seven? And which work are we talking about? Perhaps even a person who's not an ani, but if it is a situation, as we discussed in the beginning of chapter 2 of Moed Katan, where he has flipped his olives over, and if he doesn't work with them, they're going to spoil, or any other kind of davar ha'aved, something that will be lost if he doesn't deal with it. The three items that are important, the question is, do we need all three of them? Is it has to be done bitsina, privately. It has to be a davar ha'aved, something that if he doesn't do it, it will be irretrievably lost. And perhaps he also has to be an ani, so that it's an immediate necessity. And the other opinion, of course, is, which he quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, is that this applies to all mourners, that the first 3 days there's a stronger prohibition against doing any malacha, and after that it is mitigated. Okay, the next topic, which is not mentioned in our list above, is a mourner leaving his house. Tanu Rabbanan, Avel Shloshi Amim Arishonim, an Avel, the first 3 days, Eino Holech Lebeta Avel, should not go to someone else's Shiva house. It could be that there are two mourners in a certain city. So this person is sitting in mourning, and their friend is also sitting in mourning. So for the first 3 days, they should not pay a Shiva call to their friend. Mikan Ve'elech, but after the first 3 days, Holech, they can pay a Shiva call. Ve'eino Yoshe Bimkom HaMenachamim, but when they go to pay the Shiva call, they do not sit among the comforters, but they sit among the mourners. So if you visit someone else's Shiva house, you also are folded into that Shiva house. I have never seen this happen in actual practice, and I think it sounds a little complicated. I'm not sure I'd want to go to someone else's Shiva house where I might have to, put the spotlight on me. But that is what you have to do it, because you are one who is in need of consolation at that time. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Avel Shloshi Yamim HaRishonim Asur Bishilat Shalom. And Avel, the first 3 days, is forbidden to greet someone. And this is also one that was not mentioned in the list above. Mishlosh Aviad Shiva, from the third day until the end of the 7 days, until the end of Shiva, Meshiv Ve'eno Shoel, he can reply to someone if they greet him, but he should not initiate. Mikan ve'elech, after Shiva, Shoel u'meshiv kedarko, he can both wish people well and respond to their entreaties in his regular way. So the Gemara asks, Shloshei Amim Arishonim Asur B'Shilat Shalom. The first 3 days he's forbidden to give greetings. V'hatanyam, but didn't we learn in a Braita a certain story where this didn't seem to be the case? Ma'aseh U'meitu Banav Shor Rabbi Akiva. There was a certain story where Rabbi Akiva's sons died, which is a tragic situation. Nichnesu Kol Yisrael, all the Jewish people, everyone came to comfort Rabbi Akiva after this tragedy. The hisbidum hesped gadol, and he offered a big eulogy for them, or a big eulogy for his sons. Bishat b'tiratan, when all of those who had come to comfort him were leaving his house, amad Rabbi Akiva al safsal gadol, Rabbi Akiva stood up on a bench, on a big bench, v'amar, and he said out loud, he made the following declaration, Achenu kol b'Israel, our brothers, the whole house of Israel, Shimu, listen up, afilu shnei vanim chatanim, even if my two sons who had died, one way of reading this is had died on the night of their weddings, meaning even had this tragedy been even worse than it was, minucham hu, I would be comforted, bishvil kavod she'asitem, because of the honor that you have done me in coming to comfort me. Ve'im bishvil Akiva batem, if you came because I am Rabbi Akiva, he didn't call himself Rabbi Akiva, if you came because of Akiva, harikama Akiva b'shuk, there's lots of Akivas in the marketplace. Elakach amartem, but this is what you said, Torat Elokav bilibo, the Torah of his God is in his heart. So you came to show me kavod, really, to the Torah. The kol shekain, and all the more so, sheshartem kaful, that your reward should be doubled. Lechu lebatechem l'shalom, go to your homes in peace. So he gave them this whole long speech, thanking them for coming to comfort him. And at the very end, he says, go in peace. Now this go in peace is what we call she'ilat shalom. He used the language of shalom. And this is something he shouldn't have done if he was a mourner, certainly shouldn't have initiated until after the Shiva. That's the question. So the Gemara answers, kavod rabim shaini. It's different when it is the kavod of the rabbim. That is, Rabbi Akiva wasn't speaking to one individual person. He was addressing this whole crowd. An unusually large crowd had come to comfort him. And he made a special declaration to the klal, but not to any individual. So the halacha applies to an individual, but not to the klal. We will stop there and continue in our next recording, which will be a little bit longer. Have a wonderful day.